Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. Renewable energy credits are helping a rural Colorado electric cooperative provide cleaner energy to its members. Holy Cross Energy recently adopted a new clean energy and greenhouse gas reduction goal. By 2030, the cooperative will use renewable energy to supply at least 70% to the power it provides to its co-op members. Steve Bunning, Vice President of the Power Supply and Programs for Holy Cross Energy, says renewable energy credits are helping the cooperative and its members achieve their goals, and he explains how those credits work.
So when our utility procures renewable energy from renewable assets, and the accounting for this energy generates these renewable energy certificates, when our customers participate in the program, or when we as a utility claim a renewable energy supply as part of our production of energy for our customers, in either case, we retire these RECs to take them out of circulation.
Holy Cross Energy allows its members to connect renewable energy systems to the grid. Bunning says this offers many benefits to members and the cooperative.
Any electric customer can site solar generation at their location behind their electric meter and use that electricity to offset their purchases from their supplying utility. And that kind of arrangement is generally known as net metering. One of the issues with net metering is at noon when the sun is high, the customer usually is making much more electricity than they're using at the moment. And then at night, their solar panels aren't producing and the utility is supplying their consumption. But as the host utility, we balance the account on a monthly consumption basis. So their overproduction during the day credits against their consumption from the utility in the nighttime hours.
When customers oversupply, that energy can go back into the power grid to supply other customers at the moment. He says the future holds promise of more renewable energy for rural areas.
If you look at how the old utilities used to do it, they'd make huge generating plants, and people would just use electricity whenever or however they wanted. And I think what will happen in the future is as large renewable assets come online, there will be periods where there's more wind blowing or sun shining and associated electric production than the customers are using. So there will be an incentive for customers to use during those hours when it takes best advantage of the available resource.
That's going to do it for Inside Agriculture for today. Thank you for spending a few moments of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.